understand or understanding, but some departments we are negotiating with them. For instance, we've already signed with health, we've already signed with basic education, we've already signed with rural development and land reform, agriculture, forestry and fisheries, and the other departments are coming on board so that we sign this memorandum of understanding, ensuring that services are delivered for women, children and people with disabilities. And we are going to use this memorandum of understanding as our monitoring and evaluation tool to monitor whether these departments are actually providing services for women, children and people with disabilities. The memorandum of understanding that we are signing, we are signing with government departments, including state-owned enterprises like the SABC, for instance, the provinces, the private sector, and also the UN agencies. We also would like to provide progress, Honorable Chairperson and members, around staff recruitment. I'm sure Honorable members will notice that there are new faces that you are seeing here. It's because there has been progress. The DDG for which the interviews are going to be soon. We have some challenges with regards to the kind of applications that we received, and we had to restart the process. DDG for the rights of children and people with disabilities is here with us today. The assumed duties on the 1st of April. DDG corporate management. One of the reasons why the minister could not meet cabinet is because the DDG post for corporate management is tabled to cabinet today. Therefore, she felt that she has to be there when it is being tabled. CFO, 1st of April started. There's a chief director for special programs who will be assuming duty on the 1st of July because special programs or priority programs are those programs that will be dealing like, for instance, the role of this department in the new growth path and jobs, you know, what will be the strategy to ensure that the barometer of women and people with disabilities with regards to jobs. The cluster coordination, intersectoral and international research and policy development, digital office support staff, legal services, communication, resource management, and this is the list. I'm told that the copy is being made of the presentation, Honorable Chair. I would like to go through all the list, but this is the progress that we have made at the department with regards to the staff recruitment. And the activities in the short term, we are only in this presentation, Honorable Chair and members, we are only talking about the cross-cutting activities in the department, but the other activities will be in the operational plan for different branches. It is very critical for us that in the short term we do fill the 124 posts that we've agreed with Treasury on. We are finalizing our annual performance plan. At the moment, it is with the Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation. They are checking it for us. The finalization of performance agreement, we will meet the deadline. This is a commitment. We will meet the deadline of 31st May to submit to the PSA. The issue of the audit committee, we've been sharing an audit committee with the presidency because our system has been under the presidency, but now we are establishing our own audit committee as per the requirement of PFMA. We will be finalizing human resources policies for the department so that we comply. We are finalizing the MNU framework with indicators aligned to the 5 priorities and 12 outcomes, which is simply put, is the main training strategy. I'm sure members will realize that each and every branch would have presented their own main training strategy. However, we have one main training strategy for the department, and then each and every branch or unit will then speak to the specifics of their branch. And I am hoping that we did send the copy of the draft that we are finalizing of the mainstreaming strategy. And the mainstreaming of gender, disability and children's rights in the new growth path and the job fund, the provincial consultations, this is very, very critical to us as a department that these provincial consultations are happening. We've already started with housing and Northwest, and we'll be moving to the other provinces. Critical is that we do need to consult around the issue of the mandate of the department, around issues of the institutional mechanisms and arrangements, and also the agenda, the national agenda for women, children, and people with disabilities. And there are also sector conversations. For instance, last week we had Rural Women's Summit, which is a sector that we were dealing with, which was attended by all provinces. Rural women from all provinces, representatives of rural women from all provinces, and it was held in Limpopo. And now we are going to move to each and every province, because our focus on rural women with regards to a job and economic empowerment as well. We do have the recommendations that we have done with regard to the institutional mechanism, the finalization, obviously, of the consultation on the mandate of the department, the establishment of dedicated units within the minister or district offices at the national level, attention of provincial OSWs, ORCs, and OSPDs within senior offices in the interim, while the issue of the mandate is being finalized. Establishment of dedicated units within the MSCs and HODs or HODs offices at the provincial level, and establishment of dedicated units within the mayor or municipal minister offices. Ensuring that gender, disability and children's rights indicators form part of performance agreements and appraisals for DGs, HODs and municipal managers. Ensure that the units are allocated sufficient resources, human and financial, because you'll find that these units are there by name, but there are no resources that are allocated. And we find that one person will be dealing with children, will be dealing with disability, will be dealing with women. The alignment of the provincial, departmental, and municipal plans through the strategic plan of the department, submission of quarterly reports to the department by provinces and departments, and a nationwide consultation on institutional mechanisms going forward, which we've already started, which is about what structures to be established, the allocations, relationship to the department, as well as the authority and mandate vested in such a structure. Thank you very much.
Good morning, honourable members. Good morning, colleagues from the department. My name is Nandi Reddy. I'm from the Women's Empowerment and Gender Equality Branch in the department, and I'm going to present to you the operational plan that we've drawn up for the WIDI branch. WIDI as in Women's Empowerment and Gender Equality. I'm referring to the document that was circulated, which says Operational Plan 2011-12, Program 2, Women's Empowerment and Gender Equality. And we go through that. Okay, the purpose, just to take it through again, the purpose of this particular grant is that it facilitates the translation of all those national, international, regional, and continental-wide commitments that we have made on women's empowerment. We need to facilitate that into empowerment and socio-economic development programs for women. And when I say women, I'm including women with disabilities and women across all sexes. We need to also oversee and report comprehensively on the national realization of women's rights and the progressive realization of equality. And you know that equality can never be achieved at the end of 1 year, so it's progressive realization. There are three sub-programs within this branch. There's a program called Advocacy and Mainstreaming Gender Equality and Women's Empowerment. There's a sub-program that speaks to monitoring and evaluation, and there's a sub-program that speaks to institutional support and capacity development. So we'll do each sub-program in detail. I'm still on page one. We are looking at sub-program one on advocacy and mainstreaming. This particular sub-program is about six pages long, in terms of the kind of activities that you will be identified for just this financial year. There's just one strategic outcome overall in this particular sub-program, and you'll see within the table that we have a goal, we have an outcome which is consistent across all three of the sub-programs for the Women's Branch. Then with that table which looks at the strategic objectives, the output is actual tangible activity or product. There's a performance indicator, and for this particular financial year, the performance indicator might not necessarily be able to use numbers by which to perform, but it's an evolutionary process, and over the next year, 2 years, or 3 years, you'll find that you can actually use numbers to assess against this. There's a baseline, and as members of the committee will know, there's not much existing baseline for the department. So in some instances, we've used what are some of the documents that exist from the past to give us that sort of a baseline. The responsible person in all three programs is the chief director, and then you will get other members of the team. The milestone and activities are divided into the four quarters. So quarter one is April to June, quarter two is July to September, quarter three is October to December, and quarter four is January to March. And then we have the budget, which is the actual allocated budget. So starting with the first strategic outcome, is to make three women's empowerment and gender equality considerations into government policies and governance processes. And to do this, we have a number of outputs that we've identified. Starting with the first output, we need to have a gender mainstreaming strategy that is national. Now, the gender mainstreaming strategy will take its base from the mainstreaming strategy for the whole department. Actually, what we have given you is a document that says rights, empowerment, it's rights, dignity, empowerment, and equality, which is a base document. It will serve as a base from which we will design the gender mainstreaming strategy. You'll find that in April, June, we need to develop the draft gender mainstreaming strategy. Much of this work has already been done. It's going through consultation at the moment. We've already gone through consultation at the national. We've had one consultation at the national level, which we reflected here in July, September. But we were able to actually have one already. And we've even been able to reach two provincial gender machineries, Gauteng and Northwest, on the document, just to give us a sense of are we on the right track. But across, you'll notice that for the whole financial year, we will also develop implementation guidelines on this gender mainstreaming strategy, and we finalize the strategy. But while that is happening, we will also be piloting in some of the departments and maybe one or two provinces just to see how things are able to move through that strategy. The strategy will also upfront have a monitoring and evaluation framework with indicators in it. And that is already being undertaken at the moment by the department. So you'll find that quite a bit of work has already been done on this gender mainstreaming strategy. And across the four quarters, you will see right up to the point where we can present to cabinet. The second output that we're looking at is a policy, or what we might want to call a green paper, and I'm now turning to page two, towards the gender equality goal. And what we had already started on, and this will be done in conjunction between two branches or two chief directors, actually. The chief director in BG together with the chief director in legal service in the department. There's a joint effort. What we've already done was compile a discussion paper which we've now also started to look at at the national level and with provinces. But that discussion paper was merely to stimulate discussion, and we moved to putting the policy considerations into a comprehensive document, which at the moment is with the committee. I'm not sure if you've received it, but it's this particular document. it's going to go for discussion. If not, we'll take it away over the day. And then we'll be going through, and you'll see at the end of the document is a roadmap on up to the goal. So, yeah, I believe it's in the back now. So you'll find that what we are doing is we've done the policy consideration, you'll go through for consultation. We're trying to push that particular process within the next month. We'll do all 9 provinces. And any interested stakeholder parties that need a presentation, we will do that. And then we were asking for written submissions on the document. And once that is done, we will then start looking at developing the actual bill according to the roadmap. If I'm not mistaken, we are saying as a department that we should have a draft bill within 6 months. That's what we say. Okay, the next output that we're looking at is the gender responsible budgeting strategy. We do realize that there's no strategy in the country, and at this stage we are not able to even say that there is any proper gender responsible budgeting by any particular department or entity in government or in the general wider society. So what we say is we need to develop some strategy that will guide this process in the public service as well as in the private sector as far as we can. So you'll find that over the 4 quarters, there's some work to be done. However, the first quarter, you'll notice that in the mainstream meeting, because there's so many other strategies, it's not possible to develop all. We've actually said that the second quarter is where the strategy will be developed. So there will be some amount of work done in the first quarter, but the actual strategy will only be finalized in the second quarter. There will be national consultations, and then we will finalize and forward to cabinet as for approval. But at the same time, we want to also, and you'll notice in the third program, a sub-program later, that we want to be training, particularly within this financial year, we would like to target gender focal points in all national departments and at the provincial level. So we can only expand it perhaps in the next financial year to others. But we need to actually get our gender focal points on board. So we need to collaborate with Lama. There is no training manual that is designed by us. So that's a process that must go parallel with the development of the strategy. So that we can actually pilot in this financial year with at least one department and at least one province to test drive what we say. We also are saying that one of the outputs for this year is the National Women's Conference. And this National Women's Conference is designed to, and the content document is already designed. We've already started looking at the draft progress, and there's lots of work that has happened. The idea of the National Women's Conference is to get women's voices, give us a platform and hear what women are saying to the department, and what women are saying to the gender commission, and what women are saying to the portfolio committee. And we need to create this common platform. So there is a National Women's Conference. We are looking at holding it in the second quarter, which would be around the end of July, and then we go into August, the Women's Month. So you'll see that the conference is actually in the second quarter, and then we hopefully will have a report. But that report, that doesn't end there, because coming from that will be solid resolutions and recommendations that for the next 2 quarters must be implemented by various stakeholders. So while that is happening at the mainstreaming level, the MNE will also kick into play there. I'm now on page 3 on your level. We are looking at an output of the mainstreaming chief directive, which is to coordinate the national gender machinery meeting. And what we have at this stage is we're following what the cabinet adopted document called the National Policy Framework. And in that policy framework, there's a minimum of, I think, one national machinery meeting per year. But there was a decision taken by the machinery some years back now to actually look at 4, once a quarter. So we'll stick with that now until there is a discussion within the national machinery on the actual coordination, the actual structure, who belongs to it, what is the criteria to belong to it. So we will start that over the first quarter, where we're looking at draft concept document and program of action, and then going into meetings every quarter. We've had already to date a number of meetings where and who constitutes it at present moment does get together and do discuss issues. The output again is for the strategy for rural women. The strategy for rural women, as the DG explained, will actually entail a lot more activities that cut across the women's empowerment fund, etc. So I will not go into too much detail at that stage. However, you will find that we have done a summit last week, as the DG explained, and that's part of the operational plan. The decade for African women is also an output that we need to look at. And in that regard, we need to do a submission in terms of a proposal. So we are looking at that and working with the Department of Health. DG has explained the social campaign, which is on page 4, so I'm not going to go into too much detail. There's a sanitary dignity campaign in which we will partner with the private sector as well. There's the violence against women campaign, which is, we just spoke to you about that. There is a document that's in your text that says concept document for the proposed National Council. That is what we are looking at. At the end of the document is about 4 pages of a plan of action that is costed, which is what we submitted to Treasury. It takes the 365 days plan of action into account. Then the next output is the National Women's Month, and then of course the commemoration of International and National Day. So honourable members will note that those are the outputs for the first sub-program, and they are aligned completely with the strategic plan of the department. The next particular sub-program on page 7 is the second sub-program on NME. And just go through this very quickly. The strategic objective is to monitor and evaluate the mainstreaming of women's empowerment and gender equality considerations. So one of the main things that needs to be put into place in this quarter is an NME system. So that's the first output. And then following that, we need to develop a number of databases and monitoring tools that will cover all the strategies that we have together. So it will look at mainstreaming, gender responsive budgeting, the rural women's strategy, in terms of strategy. But then the databases that we need to also start creating at the same time will be those that that will look at information that we can collect at a national level, but then also at a provincial level, we need to have databases that captures women-owned offices, women-owned companies, women in construction. So you find across the page, we've got different databases. We will try to find a common method to use one process to create the databases, so in a cost-effective way. I'm turning now to page 9. One of the core functions of this department is reporting to international, to regional, sub-regional, and to bodies like the Commonwealth. We do a number of reports, but on an annual basis, the reports that are listed here are more or less annual to biannual. The SADC protocol, where there's a monitoring tool, the AU Solemn Declaration on Gender Equality in Africa, the AU Women's Protocol, the country has never responded and reported on that issue as yet. And then, of course, we have a report every 4 years, so there's a number of reports that will come up in the future. But the very important thing that we have to do as a department is to look at a gender barometer for the Job Creation Fund. And that's something that we're starting at the moment. We're also working with the UNF, the United Nations Population Fund, to actually look at gender audits for the provinces. And we have started with them, 4 provinces, it's Limpopo, KZN, Eastern Cape, and Free State. Again, they are gender audits across the whole process. So that will give us interesting data-like information. That is already starting at the moment. So in essence, that is the NME very, very, very briefly. The third program is institutional support and capacity development. And here, we need to start looking at how do we build up the national machinery and the provincial gender machinery. Some of them are very active, but some of them need a lot of hard work. So that's going to be something that stands this year. We also need to look at providing technical assistance to focal points in the various departments. And then we're looking at capacity building programs that we are instituting with Palama, but we also look at gender responsive budgeting and adult basic education and skills development, construction and cooperatives. So there's a lot of capacity building programs that we will be embarking on. And with that, I think we'll leave that to the members to interrogate. There are a number of documents that we've submitted so that members will have an opportunity after this meeting to also begin to interact with them and to look at what is the information that we've provided. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
and the output then is children's right mainstream strategy. And the performance indicator helps to develop children's right mainstream strategy in the baseline, the children's right mainstream strategy in place as a citizen master in class. And the responsible person there is the children's we have put in activities as per quarter, which is the first quarter, we're looking at children's rights mainstream strategy, looking at the draft. And then the second quarter, we're looking at the consulting the draft document in 34 national departments and 9 provinces. And the third quarter is refining that. And the fourth quarter, which is the last one, we're looking at mainstream strategy. And by the day of looking at, we have allocated 50,000. We have, however, in the first quarter, we're looking at activities that would enable us to consolidate the draft. We're also looking at consulting with States of Africa, going into conducting separate meetings at national and provinces, looking at drafting the implementation guidelines and submitting approval to DC and the minister. So those are the activities that we're looking at implementing. Then the next output talks to the national plan and action for children. The performance there is developing national plan of action for children, and the baseline is the national plan of action for the children in place. Also, the responsible person there is the chief director. The activities that for the four quarters. The first quarter we're looking at national plan of action for children developed, and also we do consultations in the next quarter in the national departments and the provinces. We're refining it, the draft, and then the fourth quarter we're looking at national plan of action for children that's an allocation rate of 10,000. We're also looking at consulting the rest of Africa as one of the activities in the first quarter, refining to the strategic objectives of development to align, of federal government to align the document. We're also looking at developing the draft for the document. And we will also, in the second quarter, look at conducting separate meetings with the national department and the province, consulting the draft document by reading and taking questions and comments. I said that the allocated budget would be 100,000. We're hoping that my colleagues will be able to amplify during present time in terms of the other partners that will be working on in the implementation of this plan. The next output is looking at children's rights responsive budget strategy. The performance, this is, we are now on page 3, so that it is together. Children's rights responsive budget strategy. The baseline there is children's rights responsive budget strategy in place, and the responsible person is the chief director. We have also looking at activities that we implement to derive our output. The first one is in the first quarter is children's rights responsive strategy developed and also do consultation after that. And then refining the document so that it's ready for finalization. And the allocation there is 50,000. members in data control and rights issues in other departments, so that we make sure that the allocated funding for projects will be used. We're also conducting in the second quarter a survey meeting at national and provinces. The third quarter is passing the guidelines based on the defined document. We also, in the first quarter, we referred to the strategic objectives of government, and so that we are aligning and know whatever we're doing. And so, look at the document, which is the first quarter, submission to the PG for recommendation. And in the second quarter, we would bring consultation. With the draft document and conducting the third quarter meeting at national and provinces, and then the fourth quarter will be presenting the document. So those are the activities that we think would let us have the intended output. Page four, the output date directly of children's rights services for children in all provinces, so that we know what we're talking about. We also looking at the performance, developing directly of children's rights services for children. We then also making sure that in terms of how we will divide that output to be involved in activities in all the four quarters and allocated by the 20,000. The output, the next output is the National Children's Rights Summit. We will be conducting National Children's Rights Summit in the provinces. The baseline date National Children's Rights Summit as I said in September 2011, the responsible person there is the chief director, and the allocation in terms of budget is 20,000. The next output is Children's Rights National Meeting. We want to conduct four Children's Rights National Meetings and writing four reports. The baseline is four children's rights national meetings conducted and four reports written. The chief director of the response has been the allocation based on the output. On page five, we are dealing with the output is sanitary community campaign for women and girls. I would achieve that with grant both. Those are the joint activities that that we are doing with the disability, wage, and the children. The next one is next also the campaign towards the increasing of maternal and child mortality. We'll be conducting in terms of the statistics conducting nine campaigns towards the decreasing of the child mortality and writing nine reports. The responsible person there is the chief director, where we're allocating them for 95,000. The next campaign is for HIV and AIDS, which is out the next output for us and other diseases, which is also a collaborative effort in terms of the treatment that we are presenting here. We will be conducting nine campaigns on HIV and AIDS and other diseases and writing nine reports. The chief director will be the responsible person. One of the chapters and members should note that whether the portfolio of the person is doing that. That post does not include yet. The allocated by today is is 45,000. If we move on to page 7 on the chapter 10, the output date is 7-5 days, national plan, followed by violence against women and children. And the portion to that, the collaborative effort will begin with them, with the three, with the other two units. Our share in terms of budget is 50,000. We move into page 8 on the testing. The output that we are looking at a shelter for abused women and children. Obviously, we also share in that responsibility. The government indicator there is identifying 9 shelters for abused children and writing 9 reports. This is an area where we have no available budget for something that we have to find money for implement this one. The next output is on national and international day, children's day commemorated. The performance is commemorating 1 national and 1 international children's day commemorated. And these are the ones that are coming now in June. We are locating the 300,000, which is one of the activities or events that is going to elevate what we as a department. The next one is page 9 on information and communication technology in rural areas and informal settlements. On this in terms of how we're going to make sure that our work is done. Here we, in terms of segment indicate establishing and upgrading information and communication technology in 9 work areas and 9 informal and writing 9 reports. We feel that this is an area, the BGS affected area of great interest to us, because that's where they are used. Responsible for certain leadership director and the allocated budget is 100,000. If we move to the next level, which is page 10, here we are dealing with monitoring and evaluation. And the key objective is monitor and evaluate the mainstreaming of children by consideration into government policies. The output here is children's rights monitoring and evaluation campaign. The performance indicator to be measured, number of reports completed, number of people trained, and all kinds of reports. Baseline status of this output is at 31st March. The chief director was responsible. Also, got incremental activities there as the focus, and we need to allocate 20,000 on this one, more specifically working with others. The next output change is the National Integrated Plan for Early Childhood Development Monitoring Campaign. Output performance supplements report on the National Integrated Plan for Early Childhood Development. The baseline and staff monitoring and evaluation report. We are allocating 50,000 here. The next output is page 11, children's rights mainstream strategy, which is our food and the supplement indicator point report for children's rights mainstream strategy. Baseline monitoring and evaluation tool, draft tool, and the chief director responsible for the allocation. We will also be looking at milestone as a whole, the as I said, they were quite critical. They said on certain child killing, and we were looking at the report here, the baseline, the location in Tanga South and got there. The next one is to register reports to the AU and the UNCRC. The first indication is to register council report, and they allocated budget to 569,000. The next output is the National Plan of Action for Children. We are looking here at the 20,000 budget allocation, with a clear milestone in terms of how we will the last one is that program is the inclusive education policy. We're looking at the project on the implementation of the policy. We're allocating 20,000 on this one. The next one is program, this is page 14, is in social support and capacity development. The strategic objective here is to coordinate institutional support and capacity development programs for the promotion and protection of and advancement of children's rights. And the key output is the National Action Plan for Children. We will recall that we have been the whole action plan phase, so we want to make sure that we have put them there. The performance indicator here is developing capacity development programs for the national plan of action in 34 national departments and 9 provinces and districts in municipalities. We look at what are the rules of the national action plan. The chief director will be doing it and the budget allocation is financed. That's what I would want to present on the one day. We would be looking at the responsible person here is the chief director of including on this one, and we're locating in this area 15,000. And for the budget response, we are locating 10,000. And for the funding, we are locating 10,000. The next is page 210. We're looking at the quarterly national stability national meeting. The next output is the directory of services for people with disabilities. And the next output is still on page 3, public service employment budget report. And it's an area that is quite critical in quite poor your needs. The disability parameter for the job fund, advocacy campaign on the reduction of death defects. Those are the outputs that we're looking at. And then the performance indicator is developed four reports and resolutions in terms of the quarterly national disability machinery report developed and evaluated. One director of service was developed. We also looking at in terms of public service employment budget report. One employment budget report is developed and published. With regards to the parameter on job fund, looking at as the government indicator, job fund target developed and implemented. With regards to our campaign and reduction of death defects, looking at in terms of government indicator, there one campaign developed and the allocation in terms of budget with regards to the directory, we are allocating 8,000. In terms of public service employment budget support, we are allocating 10,000. And in terms of the barometer for job fund, we are allocating 6,000. And the campaign on reduction, we are allocating 6,000. On page 4, there is an output that speaks to advocacy and education campaign and HIV and AIDS and other diseases. There we, the performance indicator is one impact study on HIV and AIDS and disability conducted. The next output is one about disability terminology. We would want to, in terms of performance, see the public being aware of disability sensitivity terminology. And we're looking also at a booklet that is combined in terms of assisting people in understanding how the kind of correct terminology to be used as well as that. Here the allocation is 8,000. Looking at strategies for accessible public transport, we are allocating 20,000 yen per person. On page 5, we looking at the output talks employment guidelines for employers. We would also work here with regards to this TTSN. The performance indicator here is one strategy to promote employment opportunities for persons with disabilities in the open labor market developed. We are locating here 7,000. And if you go to page 6, the output. Here is reasonable accommodation tool. We trying to assist both employees or potential employees. is intervention strategy on mapping issues to violation of the rights of persons of people with disabilities. We government indicator is intervention strategy to allow conducted and implemented online provinces. We are locating 10,000. And the next output is information on HIV and AIDS in accessible mode and form so that everyone irrespective of his disability, because that's we are locating 5,000 here. And the next output is looking at strategy for safe and secure environment within residential facility. And we are locating here 10,000. The next output is strategy for equal access to justice for people with disabilities. The performance indicator is the impact of case law assessed and the implementation of the CUDA assessed and monitoring. The location is 5,000. Page 8. Here we're looking at the Continental Plan of Action for the African Decade of Disabled People, which is 2009 to 2019. It's the second decade. The performance indicator has three social campaigns under the African Decade of Disabled People Coordinator, who will be in partnership with the Secretariat of the African Decade. We're locating 15,000. The next output is looking at African Protocol on Disability. On page 9, we're looking at the output that leads to Disability Awareness Month program. We are locating here 130,000. We will be working with the civil society and the provinces so that this area is properly coordinated. We also that this will culminate to the event on the International Day of People with Disabilities, and the allocation is 300,000. And we're hoping that this time around this will be properly prepared and arranged. The next output is international and national conferences, support and resolution. We're looking at five conferences, reports developed and published. We are locating here 20,000. And the next output is looking at national accessibility awareness campaign. We're looking at seven campaigns here. Assessment tools used and means one about allocating talking to indicators on social security, 20,000, and then the next output, which is monitoring, 15,000. And the problem of the chief director for monitoring and evaluation. Page 12, the output here says monitoring tool for the disability of conflict violating strategy. We are allocating 15,000 here, and the next output is monitoring tool for employment equity target of department, municipality, and state-owned entities. This is also one area that we spend a lot of energy in ensuring that we understand better why it's not possible to move beyond the requirements of the time. And we're allocating 25,000. And the next one is the audit report on shelter employment. We want to improve this area, which will be linked to employment services skills also. The allocation here is, the government gave us social shelter employment services audited and transformed. Allocation is 10,000. We're hoping to work with the Department of Labor. The next one on page 12 still is database of people with disabilities needing assistive devices, is also another critical area. We will be working with the Department of Health here. We are allocating 8,000. The next area here is talking to, the output is talking to, which is page 13, UN Panel Report on the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons of People with Disabilities. We have to move fairly fast because we are not moving quite well with this one. We are allocating 200,000. The first Panel Report finalized, submitted, and devoted, which is the performance indicator, and content resolution report compiled and implemented. We looking at the next performance output, report minutes and resolution of national disability machinery, interdepartmental coordinating committee, interprovincial forum, the South African Disability Alliance, and business forum. These are the entities that we're working with. We are allocating 80,000 yen. And the next output is implementation plan of the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Here we, as a signatory to the UN Convention, we want to move faster in this area. We are allocating 30,000 yen. Page 14, the next output is disability-specific poverty indicator. We also wanted to be more focused on this one. The performance indicator, disability-specific poverty indicators developed and published. We are allocating 15,000. The next output is talking to economic participation indicators for preferential procurement and broad-based economic empowerment. Disabled people are not physically in this area, so we want to enhance that perception. The next output is talking to public service budget reports on disability employment equity targets for SMS. We wanted to elevate the arena to look at whether we are moving up the ladder with regards to employment. The allocation here is 15,000. The next output is talking to monitoring tool for EPWP for beneficiaries with disabilities. We are allocating 20,000, page 15. The next output is monitoring tool for people with disabilities in the tourism, cultural, and hospitality industry. We are allocating 10,000. The next output is monitoring tools for all adult basic education and training programs in all provinces. We looking at performance indicators that speak to monitoring mechanisms for adult basic education and training programs for people in the minor provinces, allocating 20,000. And the next output is the audit report on all special schools. They slow movement in terms of inclusive education, so we want to examine the status of the special schools. We are allocating here 320,000. Page 16, monitoring tools for inclusive education policy, as mentioned last year. That goes hand in hand with the last output that I've spoken about, allocating at 20,000. And the next output speaks to the number of beneficiaries of the sanitary signature campaign. I would not repeat this one, Chair, we're working in collaboration with the other two units. The next output speaks to monitoring and assessment tool for beneficiaries of free health care. The performance indicators monitoring tool develop an increased number of beneficiaries. The allocation is 20,000. And the last output in this page is monitoring and assessment tool integrated strategy for community based rehabilitation. We are allocating at 20,000. The last sub-program speaks to institutional support and capacity development. This is page 19. The strategic objective is to facilitate and coordinate capacity skills development for people with disabilities, to coordinate institutional support, which is the next strategic objective. Institutional support and capacity development program. The output here is develop and facilitate capacity. Develop and facilitate capacity building and training programs on disability management, human rights, and responsive matters. We looking at performance indicators, training programs developed and implemented in the 34 departments and 9 provinces and 24 municipalities. We are allocating here 961,000. And then we also looking at database for skill development program. Here we are allocating, looking at assessing our performance with regards to the first 4% target, and the allocation is 180,000. The next output is page 19, economic empowerment policy framework for people with disabilities. The issue of economic empowerment, we're looking at making sure that we meet a 10% target. Area we are located in the development. Then the next output area is inclusive ICT strategy in accessible format. Here we are locating 240,000. And then the next output speaks to inclusive rehabilitation programs for offenders. And then we are locating 90,000. That would be the end of my presentation. I would like to thank you for listening to me.
I will now future five kilometers that we have been in the
We explained the
challenges. For instance, the issue around this department only monitoring and evaluating and coordinating, which does not necessarily impact directly to the improvement of the lives of women, children, and people with disabilities. And then he then recommended that we do a formal submission as a department. A formal submission now after the meeting, after we've explained the concerns and the challenges that they are facing. That submission was done and was presented to me and president. Because he then said this formal submission will then enable him to consult with various people. Consult, for instance, with a cabinet, consult with the stakeholders like the women's sector, children's rights sector, and the people with disability sector, and but also consult with parliament as well. And that submission we did. But on our side, we continuing while waiting for the response from the president, but we are continuing with consultations so that we are gathering information, gathering the concerns and the input of what should be the mandate of this department. And in the consultations, one of the inputs that we got was that maybe this department should go for legislation. For a legislation that will talk about the mandate of this department, that will talk about the institutional arrangement to say, for instance, should this the unit in provinces, for instance, should they be in the premier offices, or should we as a department have regional offices in provinces like Home Affairs, like Justice, or should they remain in the Premier's offices? So that legislation will be able to talk about obviously the mandate, the institutional mechanisms, and also from the mandate, what kind of program should we be involved in? Whether we should continue as a coordinating and monitoring and evaluation department as well. Because, for instance, when it comes to the budget, one of the reasons why we've been allocated the kind of budget that has been allocated to us was because of the understanding of the mandate as it stands. We were, as a result, in the governance and administration cluster. But I think there is progress, Honorable Chair, because we now have been moved from the governance and administration cluster to the social cluster, which will then give us an opportunity to get a funding or budget that will enable us to do some of the things that we could not do because we were under government and administration and we were looked at as a department that is responsible for coordinating, monitoring and evaluation only. And Chairperson, that's the long and short of what I can report on. I'm sure that the minister would have expanded on this. I'm just giving a summary of what has happened so far.
thanks, DJ. I think members will really want to engage on that. And myself, I'm not quite here, especially when we talk about now having been moved to social development. I mean, like, you know, we are social things. Because we have been saying, you know, we shouldn't be looked at as a welfare, you know, as if we are not, you know, equal to other, you know, human beings. Especially when it comes to human children, people with disabilities. But then before I hand over to my honorable members, in your presentation, when you talk about the discussion that took place with President, I think it will be important to establish as to whether these discussions that took place outside the budget, how are they going to be, you know, funded? Whether the funding allocation has changed, or whether the activities have been reallocated, because we are now working on the present, you know, this EMP, and how, you know, what is going to change, what is going to happen with what we're presenting, which happened after it was finalized. And also looking at the annotation of the three presentations, which all are not having, you know, the budget as to why and what is going to happen. Because if you look at the wage range, it's 9.6 million together, and children and people with disabilities. It's 9.6 million. But if you look at the operation plan, the totals are quite different from the budget and, you know, allocation. For instance, when it comes to wage, it's 2.8 million. When it comes to children, it's 3 million. When it comes to persons with disabilities, 3.5. Can you please elaborate as to what is going to happen to the remaining funds? And you also spoke about the exclusion of AD fee, which was not included. Can we get an explanation for that? And then I think we also want to know more about this, you know, a council that is going to be created as to whether it is, will it not be a duplication. Let's hand over to honorable members. I will start with the honorable member Ketana, followed by member Johnson, member Denise, member Wood, member member Maduna, member Numado, and member Sege, in that order, member. And I think the department will be able to take down a few which branch you have said.
The microphone. Yeah. Can you put it down for me? Can I see it?
No. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Where is it? Yeah. Madam Honorable Chair, the one on people with disability, the last presentation by DDG, that is a bit confusing to me. I mean, if you're running a national ministry like our ministry is, that is a branch acceptable. But I don't see how you run national project with allocation for 5,000, 10,000. What can you do nationally with 15,000, 20,000? I just want an explanation. What exactly are they doing with so little money for national projects for such important issues of disability, which are by their nature costly if you really want to be effective? So maybe the DDD can give us examples. I mean, most of the allocations are 5,000, 6,000, 10,000, 50,000, 20,000. What exactly are you doing at a national scale with 20,000, 50,000, 10,000? I'd rather say you prioritize, allocate enough money so that you can be effective. It isn't a matter of this little splinter allocations. It should be, what can we achieve? Are we going to be as effective as a national project? I mean, nationally it means you've got to go to provinces, you've got to go to regions. Now, if you've allocated 5,000, what really can you do? Why don't you rather prioritize, allocate enough money, the other things you'll do later, so that what you do, whether it's only five things, you can be effective? That's the first question. The second question, what is the total budget that you're talking about? And I would align myself with the chair that indeed our own approach is that we are not welfarist, we're not philanthropic, because then we become a total burden on the economy. Within these groups, women, youth, and children, and these people with disabilities, if the environment is right, if we create the right environment, they can actually be very productive and they can contribute to the nation. Rather than design your program such that they are welfarist and philanthropic, they depend on handovers. So I just want to know, what is the total budget and how much are you allocating to women, to children, to people with disability, maybe with a little motivation why? Thanks very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. I am actually very disappointed this morning and very, very concerned, Chairperson. And I will really say that if the President stated to the Department and the Minister that there was a ministry under the Presidency, it's completely wrong. There was offices in the Presidency. And also, the DG is talking about that they made a submission. We would like to know what is in that submission, what it entails, and what they recommended. Because the concern for me is not the mandate. The mandate is very clear on the department, and I do think that it is the way to go to monitor these three sectors and evaluate it from this ministry. What I am, however, concerned about is, like in the budget vote, we see that they talk about this department will have to draw authority from the ministry as well as the presidency. And what I would like to see in the submission from the department and the minister is to say to the president that it has to go back into the presidency. It has to go back there, like the planning department, which is situated in the presidency, and also the monitoring and evaluation, Minister Tremendian and Minister Chaman. And I'm very serious about that. So I don't have a problem with the mandate. Then secondly, I would like to say that I'm also concerned about the fact that we do not have an APP. Because the APP must speak to the strategic plan together with the operational plan that was dealt with, that the DG and the other speakers dealt with. I certainly can see why the amounts of all these sectors are what it is, because in the women's, the program for the women, 56% of the 9.6 million is very important for compensation of employees. So it is understandable that the amount that we see is in actual fact delivering or trying to deliver on the operational plan. So I'm very clear on that. Then lastly, Chairperson, I would like the DG to, and when the minister comes, to be very clear. That is the only answer that I want. Very clear on where the submission is. I would like to see what is in that submission. Going to social development is not on. We have the summit with all 9 provinces. There were 1 province that had these sectors within social development. We were very serious that we don't want to stay because we don't want to look at these sectors from a social, from a welfare point of view. So thank you very much. I will take another chance.
Thank you, Chair. Some of the questions or the points I was going to make have already been covered. Definitely we need to know what the submissions were. My first question is, are budget speeches, are they now going to be changed because we were due to speak on the 7th under the governance cluster? Is this going to be changed right now or is this something for the future? And I think we need to know that urgently. I'm very concerned too about the amount of money allocated. And here I agree with what Honourable Kagana said. Little amounts like 5,000-6,000 are really accidental, as my colleague beside me said. And yet there are large amounts for things like reports, 250,000, 350, but I haven't got the exact details now. And I just wonder about, you know, where are we putting our priorities and how have you calculated these amounts? It seems to me to be a bit random, and I think also there's just too much trying to be covered at once, and I think we need to focus. Our clarity about what we're doing is very clear. I mean, we need to get proper clarity as far as I'm concerned. Something like shelters was mentioned in a very small amount. Now, you know, I am desperate for us to have more shelters. But if we're a monitoring and evaluation committee, then what are we doing with shelters? That should come from somebody else. The sanitary campaign, very noble in thought. But again, it seems like pie in the sky to me. How much can you do? And how widely are we going to be able to deliver such a service? I think we need to get down to the basics and really to focus. Like you, Chair, I was also wanting to know about this National Council. If it is going to be formed or established, I'd like to know how, who will serve on it and how will people be elected or nominated. I think that's enough for the moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just focusing on the first quarter, all the operational plans that have been presented. The department, it would appear, is committed to achieving the following, and this is just to mention a few. A draft child rights equality budgeting strategy, a draft national plan of action for children, a template for children rights service directory, completed meetings with children in 9 provinces for children's summit, reviewed accessible transport strategies for people with disabilities. Now these are only just a small percentage of all the activities for the first quarter. Can the department fulfill these by the end of June? That is just over 30 days to go, and bearing in mind it's relatively a new department and the infrastructure problems in this achievable. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I find it very worrisome. At this point in time, we are really saying that this department has been taken over to be under the social cluster. We really need some clarity on that. Because I remember all the very many years when we were fighting on the issues of gender, we actually said we don't want to be in to be seen as a sub-directorate. So we are definitely only there where we are going to join the social cluster. And we actually said
the structure within government is well done, because we have the data focal point. But when you actually look at the data focal point, they are really being put at the lowest level, within a government structure. And they don't have something like a director or an HOP who actually sits in decision making level. So you find out whatever we come up with, at the end of the day, it's not taken up because the gender focal point won't sit in the decision making level of government structure. Now, if we go now and join the social cluster, I think it's really important. So I would compare with an idea that says you want it to be in the president, that's like that one of Chabani and with me, with the experience that I have in the issues of gender, we'll always say we can have all beautiful legislation, but the problem is this implementation, because we don't have a monitoring and evaluation system. So I actually see the national this department is the department that has got to do monitoring and evaluation. That has got to, if we have legislation, it has got to monitor whether down there is this legislation being understood. Are they functioning within the framework and the guidelines? Are we achieving something on whatever we are doing, which has not been the same in the past? And I see this department will be coming up with something like at the national level. It will be coming at the international level. We know that every year or every time with South Africa, we find the attrition, but we end up not having reports because there is no one who is monitoring. So I think this department needs is actually to do this. We do monitoring as a committee in parliament, but we don't come up with framework, we don't come up with guidelines, we don't come up with concepts, we don't pull the department to come up with what are the reports. So I think this department will be doing just the very important part, if it can see itself as a monitoring and evaluation body that actually tries to see that the legislation that is being done is actually done within the framework and the guidelines and the concept of what the legislation actually says.
Thank you, my focus is on disability. In terms of the program to be developed, as disabled people in South Africa not produced one already, which can just be updated. If so, why is this department spending on an initiative that already exists? And on the rights of people with disability, actually, I just need to hear it today. Again, the campaign and the accessibility and visibility is quite questionable.
Thank you, Professor. My question is just a small question. I just want to know about how I go to how sustainable are the social campaigns under the African decade that they proposed. Also, what have we learned from the first decade, and this has never really come to light within Parliament? And the second one, what are the enforcement mechanisms for all these strategies proposed today? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
the purpose of the Children of Christ provision committee would be. The other question is, the Children of Christ budget certainly is not clear as to how this will be enforced. Thank you.
Remember that what is submitted to Treasury is for the adjustment budget, which is only happening. These are two processes. There is the issue of the adjustment budget, but there is also the issue of additional funding, which will form part of the MTEF process. The items that we talked about here that we submitted were for the adjustment, for consideration in the adjustment budget. We are still going to make submissions for the MTEF process. Because what has happened is that when we submitted these items, like, for instance, issues on compensation of employees, all the items that submitted, those are the items that were not accommodated within the budget as it stands. However, they are critical for the department to be able to operate. And the meeting that we had with Treasury resulted into them saying to us, yes, these will be submitted for consideration in the adjustment budget in August. However, it will be important that the department would display ability to spend on the amounts that are already allocated. And secondly, we have to make sure that now we don't miss the train as a department, because the challenge that we faced together with Treasury was that there was no plan. There was no strategic plan from the department. And that is why then the monies were not allocated within the MTEF process. Now we are trying to catch up with the opportunity that we missed, the one of the MTEF process, which was last year, and then we are catching up with submitting some of the items in the adjustment budget. Members will know that it's not all items would be funded under adjustment budget, because it's not additional funding, but it's those issues that were unforeseen and unpredicted. For instance, the issue of violence against women and children, this is emerging as a scare.
And therefore, our argument at Treasury is that we have to deal with this issue of violence against women and children as an emerging issue. The issue of the building, office accommodation, equipment, this is a new department, you know, which cannot operate without those things. Therefore, what it means is that the operational plans that we have submitted here are according to the budget as it was allocated. Because this, we can't get additional budget from Treasury for this year, but we can be accommodated in the adjustment budget for those issues that we have identified as the priority. May I please explain that, Minister, when I reported that the meeting did take place between the minister and the president, and there was a discussion, and then the president directed that we must do a formal submission raising the issues and the concerns around the mandate and around the institutional arrangements. Because if there is then a formal submission, then he will be able to consult with relevant stakeholders. But I didn't indicate that, on the other hand, we are also continuing with the consultation. That submission, we do have a copy of the submission that we sent to the president. It's a submission that was saying things that we have, that minister has raised with the president. For instance, the concern of the issue of the mandate, the clarification, and so on and so on. And I'm sure minister will add. Then I also indicated that the department has been moved to the social cluster with regard to budget. Because it's not necessarily that the department has been moved to social development. I said social cluster. Because in addition to the monitoring and evaluation and the coordination function that we are doing, that's what we are doing in actual fact, coordination, monitoring and evaluation. But there are catalytic projects. For instance, if we talk about violence against women and children, we do need budget to be able to carry out those functions, in addition to our monitoring and evaluation. That's an example. The sanitary dignity campaign, we are coordinating that. We do need a budget that will enable us to facilitate and get into partnerships with other organizations. I felt I needed to clarify this. The issue of the AGP, as indicated, there was no plan, the strategy plan that was submitted by the department. So the allocation that was done by Treasury was not based on any strategy plan that was submitted by the department. And I'm talking 2010-11. Now we have submitted the strategic plan. Therefore, there are areas that we needed to accommodate within the budget that could not be accommodated because there was no plan that was submitted by the department. The issue of the annual performance plan, I did indicate that we are finalizing the annual performance plan. Why?
we don't have it in place at the moment is because Treasury and the Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation came up with a new template. And they are still testing that template. That is why then our annual performance plan, we had to take it to the Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation to assess it, whether it is aligning to the new template that the Department of DPM&E and the Treasurer came up with. Otherwise, our annual performance plan is ready. We are saying we're finalizing it because we had to align it with the new template that has come up in government. The last question that I would like to address is that most of the money is going to compensation of employees. This is a new department, and we have to build the department. We have to appoint people, and that is why we are saying in the MTEF process now we will do submissions that will ensure that there is operational budget, sufficient operational budget that will go to program. But at the moment, yes, the budget is a bit skewed because it's only concentrating on mostly on the compensation of employees. Now, the date of the budget vote has not changed. It remains the same.
Thank you. There were questions that were asked that were based on the plan that we presented. One of the questions was from one of the Mexican asking what is the total budget. To share the question with some of the colleagues, but there was a question from another group in terms of the budget allocation, and I think the DG has actually expressed in terms of how we are managing in that regard. We have, as it were, a limited budget, but we're trying to work around what we can do given the allocation. In the presentation, in my presentation, and in also the work presentation done by Randy, we did explain that as a coordinating and monitoring and evaluation department, we're not doing these things alone and in isolation of what the other departments are supposed to do. There are specific areas that are based in particular departments, and therefore we work with those departments in ensuring that those activities with regards to how they impact to women, how they impact to children, how they impact to disability are implemented. And therefore, our role then is to make sure that, as the DJ said, we have enough or adequate money to make sure that we're able to do what we're supposed to do in collaboration with those specific I will ask each of the colleagues to kind of explain exactly what the budget allocation for each of the sectors. For instance,
standard allocation for disability rights funds, and the total allocation is 3.5 million. So that's actually the total allocation there. And I'll ask David to explain the total allocation for children. The issue around the booklet that we're talking to in terms of disability sensitivity terminology. Yes, the DPSA has a booklet, but that booklet is old, it needs to be updated, and therefore what we're saying that there has been also a recognition within the disability center that because the issue of terminology continues to be dabbling the disability center, there is a need to collaborate in terms of developing a collaborative booklet which will speak to all disability categories. And the intention here is to make sure that we collaborate with the South African Disability Alliance in ensuring that the booklet is updated and is understood by all of us.
Civil society implement, for instance,
if you look at trade unions, if you look at companies, and also our department, we have set up a number of targets for women, for people with disabilities. Very few of them have complied. So if we don't have legislation, we can have the big president sitting here with us, but if they don't want to do it, there's nothing we can do. So I think we believe that through the Gender Equality League, we'll be able to enforce the implementation of these programs. And that's what we're trying to address. That's why we ensure that we have a legal personality director here at Advocate Pretoria. We have Ms. Mpunu, also who's been Ms. Mpunu, who is also going to focus on research and policy development. And we'd love to also ask the members to assist us to fast-track that legislation. Going to social development, I think the details answer that because it's an arrangement by the National Treasury. They decide that this department falls in social affairs, this department deals with legal issues, this department deals with economic issues. So when they do their budget, they teach you according to those clusters in the Treasury. But as we stand, we still go to the governance committee. That's the committee that I attend. I'm obliged to attend. That I report to as the Minister for Women, Children and People with Disabilities. In terms of implementation of the program, we have had a few glitches in employing the necessary personnel, but I think in the past month we've been able to engage a few key officials. We have chief director for children, we have chief director for women, we have chief director legal policy and research, and international. So we believe that starting from this month, we'll be able to run. And the DDG can answer. I don't know if we'll be ready by the end of June. We'll be able to have implemented all the programs. But what I believe we're able to do now, because we have the expertise and the personnel that we needed, we'll be able to get those programs running and on the ground. And also, DDG doesn't know, Cabinet has also approved the second DDG in our meeting this morning. So we do have the DDG responsible for corporate services and financing. So that will also help us a great deal. And that will also, we are still discussing with the National Treasury. That will also assist us so that they can see that we have the personnel and we have the systems in place to be able to handle the budget that we're asking for. We also have a CFO who started 2 months ago. Yes. Who is putting in the necessary systems in place and will be ensuring that we get the support staff that has the required qualifications and expertise. On the African Decade social campaign, we have started with this campaign. The theme for this year is on women's health and maternal mortality. We're working closely with the Ministry of Health. I have signed an MOU with the Minister that together will be focusing on women's health and maternal mortality, HIV and AIDS, as it impacts on women and girls. So that program have started, and then we are also looking at the personnel, hopefully that will be starting within a month, that will be able to run with the program, particularly on health and HIV and AIDS. And on the budget, well, as I said, we're still discussing with the National Treasury,
we submitted to them, they want another paper. You submit that piece of paper, tomorrow they want another piece. Well, we think we have submitted everything that they have been asking from us. And the only conclusion I have is that they said, go on and spend. Don't worry. Just spend on the budget and do the work in June when they look at the adjustment budget. They said they will prioritize this department. I think I've covered all the issues. And DG, I thought you talked to the sanitary community campaign. We are not dealing with that alone as the Department for Women and Children. We are in partnership with the Department of Health. They have committed, they have set up their budget. We are also in partnership with provinces, in particular the Department of Health and Social Development in the provinces. We are also getting support from the private sector, from all the companies. They have committed to donate a number of sanitary pads for the next 3 years as part of their contribution to this campaign. Thank you very much. I think we will be done. Undermine the commission in whatever way. I'm not quoting, I'm just
Now we find ourselves now with a department which has been taken for a cluster of departments which it has to monitor, which is going to get their budget on the same line like this department that it belongs to its cluster. So I'm saying, if the gender equality with the protection of the commission did not perform as we expected it to perform, now that we have a department which is to maintain the way, which is now actually has been made part of this department it has to monitor, do we really think we are going to get better results? This is what we said when we say we wanted this department to be in the president. We know the president has got a hand or has got an insight in whatever the department. But we wanted this to be solely in the president, so that at least maybe it acquires a more relevant, a higher position than that of the commission, because we saw that the commission of gender equality had a problem, even if it was protected by the constitution. So I want to know the difference here. What is this arrangement going to, what the difference is going to be, that is going to be better than that one of the gender commission. That was actually even stated in the constitution that no one has got to criticize.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to follow up as well. My question on the council was also not answered. I was wanting to know how it was going to be elected and who would be elected to serve on that. And then I also want to add my concern about this almost dual status that we have. We're all under one category, but then the budget goes to another. It's almost as though we're not part of either. And I'm just concerned that we know exactly where we go. Another concern is that we're hearing now that the department has already done this, that, and the next thing, but we as the portfolio committee are unaware of it. And I'd just like us, please, to be fully informed that we can be part of your progress and know what's going on and not hear about things after the fact.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honourable Minister, I'm glad to see that you're here. Thank you for being here. Chairperson, I feel speechless today. Truthless today. And I'm very serious. I want to just continue a little bit on what Member Maname has said. And please, Minister, it also comes from me as a woman in South Africa, also having children and also having family which is disabled. And my real concern is I understand the feedback that you are giving, I understand that. But since the department and our honorable minister in consult with stakeholders, the main stakeholder is this portfolio committee. Because it is directly put there to ensure that this ministry is optimally going to be through its monitoring and evaluation, ensure that all 54 national departments, all 9 provinces, all 283 municipalities in this country respond to children, women, and persons with disabilities. It is not possible to think that it can be put in a cluster, in any of the clusters. It only can be in the president. And Honourable Minister, I understand when you say that, yes, maybe we're going to have a different a president or presidents can change. It has nothing to do with president in his physical form. It has to do with the presidency, who is not going to, in the I assume, in the next 8 years going to change. People will change in it. However, we have to be careful, Chairperson, that we change structures without proper planning. Really, is because we change structures for alcohol planning. There's too much money going into the structure than going to women, children and persons with disabilities. And lastly, these indicators today that the current budget was drafted by Treasury without a plan from the department. Then on what the Treasury based on? I don't see how Treasury could budget for this ministry if it has no plan at all. Thank you, Jeff.
Yes, so where we agree with the minister is the approach that now they would like to concretize this department by legislative. That makes sense. But then she said that the department says they are going to legislate gender equity. I assume it also involves children and people with disability, because for people with disability, remember, we still owe the United Nations the Disability Act. They said as early as 1998 that South Africa has the worst conditions in the world of poverty for people with disability. And later then, it was then declared that countries need to legislate, put an act to cover people with disabilities. So we haven't done that. I've just said it wasn't just the legislation on women. Though you didn't say it, but I would imagine it covers children and people with disabilities. The second point, I would like to persist that those allocations that the DDG made on disability, I mean, to be honest, it gives an impression that you're not taking disability seriously. It's ridiculous. You can't have a national, whether you are coordinating or monitoring or evaluating, but you can't have a national program for 5,000 or 10,000 or 15,000 in 9 provinces, in more than 9 regions. I mean, what is it that you are doing? If you are producing a booklet for 5,000, that is fine. But the point is, really, I would say prioritize a few so that it shows you are serious, so that you have an impact, you have effectivity. It's not just showing you can work, what are the results of that work. Is this impacting on people with disability? So I would still say, please, I'm not convinced that allocations of 10,000, 50,000 at a national scale for an important thing like disability can be. I mean, ultimately, it gives an impression that we're not serious about it. We're just kind of playing this and that. So, to be serious, just select a few, allocate, just like the minister has done with legislation. Even if you choose one and concentrate resources and achieve that will make sense. So please, though you didn't respond directly, I would just say those allocations undermine the whole thing that you're trying to achieve, because if you say you are not serious.
Department of Justice, Department of Police, and Department of Social Development,
in other health and so on, and NGO, and we are looking also at religious organizations. We are looking at traditional leaders, because many, some of these abuses are violated in rural areas. So we need to bring on board the leaders and the influential people in those areas. Our view is that some of the departments are working on these issues, but all of us are doing our thing in our little corners out there. We think that it is important that we come together if we believe this is a state. We've got to have this council and come together, various departments, NGOs, leaders, and so on, and say, this is what we're doing. How do we bring together our resources? How do we bring together our expertise so that we can really attack this case together in a much more coordinated fashion than we have done? We're also saying that this council should write the 365-day National Action Plan so that we don't just focus during the 16 days, but we focus right through the year. We're seeing women, children have been killed, some by their husbands, some by their spouses, right through the year. And it is therefore important that we should have an ongoing campaign for 365 days. We're also, I think this will talk to the other issues. In terms of the bill, we are saying that yes, I just talked about the gender equality. We're also working on disability policy. We're still consulting with the stakeholders in this regard. But we believe that should then generate a legislation or an act that will address the issues and concerns of disability. So I agree with the honorable member that it is also a priority area. I also want to agree that this budget is inadequate for the work that we have to do. And that is why we are engaging with the ministry, with the Treasury, Minister of Finance, and will continue to do so until he hears our call. And we'll appreciate if honorable members, in whatever way, could actually assist us in ensuring that we get more resources to assist us to address the important constituencies, children, people with disabilities, women, who are in great need out there. On the issue of the cluster, I think members don't understand how government works. Every minister belongs to a cluster. Every manual belongs to a cluster. Minister Chawani belongs to a cluster. It doesn't mean you belong to a cluster, then you no longer have certain powers or you are talking to another minister. You belong to another minister. No, no. It's a way of doing away with the system where we've been working in silos. It's trying to say as government, let's work in a more coordinated fashion. The Minister of Education will build a school there, but there is no road that goes to the school. The Minister of Transport must be the local cluster. Does not mean he's not dealing with economic matters, but you must understand that there's a school there, there's a clinic there, there's a need for a road. Minister of Tourism will also belong to a cluster called infrastructure, because in that cluster, if there is a tourism initiative, then we must understand the need for a growth there, the need for other inputs that other departments, where he has no influence, but they must also have a broader understanding of where we are going and ensure that the resources. Minister of Agriculture is funding a farmer in this region. Minister for Rural Development must understand that there's a project there, maybe they need land, more land for them to develop that project. So that is how we work in government, but it does not mean now I'm under.
the Minister of Social Development. We are also in the government cluster, that it does not mean we are under the Minister of, But what I'm saying is we are pursuing the discussion with the President, but we are also saying there are other checks and balances that we must put in place so that we have the team, because we can have the President there. He's not going to give you the team to legislate like legislation has, where you can sanction someone who has not implemented. So I think it is important for us that we also focus, that's what I'm saying, we also focus on legislation that will give us those teams.
Thank you, Minister. The other question that was raised by the Honourable Chair was around the budget that is not balancing. What is in the operational plan if the budget for goods and services, the remainder of the budget for compensation of employees, is not in the operational plan? That's the difference. That is why you see that for maybe wage, it's 9 point something million, but what is in the operational plan might be 4 or 5 million, because then the remainder will be for compensation of employees. That's where the difference. That is why the numbers are not timed, because the compensation of the employee budget is not in the operational plan. The issue of the National Women's Conference, we strongly believe that it is a platform which is very, very critical that will bring women together to input. We see it as a platform for us to consult. For instance, on issues like the gender equality bill, the issues like the rural women development strategy, the issues on the very same council that the minister was talking about. So we do feel that it is very, very important that we have a consultative meeting in a form of a conference where we will bring all the relevant stakeholders together so that we consult on this critical issue. But what we have done, Honorable Chairperson, is that we have revisited, for instance, the issue of the number, which was very big last time, so that we can not spend much budget compared to what was presented last time. I think the Minister has answered very well this issue of the cluster, but just to comment on the issue of the disability and budget, which is very, very minimal as it is reflected in the operational plan. In the submission that we are sending to Treasury, there is an amount which will be allocated to disability if it is then considered. But in the meantime, whilst we are having this discussion with the Treasury, that is one of the reasons why we are signing this MOU with departments, because these departments, they do have the budget which is allocated to them, but we want to ensure that that budget is benefiting women, people with disabilities, and children through the implementation of various programs for them. And we are also going to use, as indicated, these MOUs as our monitoring and evaluation tool to monitor the departments whether they are actually implementing the services for women and children and people with disabilities. The budget that we have allocated is only there for us to be able to coordinate facilities so that those things are really happening. Getting support and assistance from other departments, but also state-owned enterprises. For instance, if we can make an example, the disability audit, the audit of special schools. We are coordinating this. We are facilitating it to happen, but we are working with HSRC that will be doing the actual work because they do have the budget. But we have to ensure that it is happening.
Yeah, I think that's right. Thank you. I think also it is important that we note the comments from the portfolio committee, which actually intentions to sharpen the way that we intend to implement this plan. And that we, without your critical comments, our implementation might be poor. We also are aware that it might appear in the plan that it's something that we would not be able to conclude in the given period. We are noting that we are aware that we are looking at an incremental strategy, something that is going to push us to do maybe the impossible. But as a department, we are slightly concerned, and Ms. has spoken to that and the teachers spoken to it. We are concerned about the limited budget that we have. But however, we are working with, we are trying to bring on board in terms of funding. For example, we are currently having discussion with GIZ that is also interested to work with us in stakeholder management and areas like that. So we, as a department, we're not sitting and saying we're waiting for Treasury to give us money for adjusting our budget, but we're also looking at other avenues that can move us forward and be able to do what we want to do. So I think, in a nutshell, we would want also, in a sense, to thank the constructive criticism that comes from the member, and we hope that it will set a certain the way that we want to implement the plan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just didn't comment on the CGE yet. I think members know that the CGE has their own internal problems. I don't think there is any issue to the constitutionality or their constitutional right. I think it was internal problems. We have seen the Auditor General's report that has been tabled in Parliament. We have seen the public protector's report that has been tabled in Parliament. They have their own internal problems that resulted in lack of delivery and problems that are still being addressed by Parliament, I understand. So I think that is their constitutional right. They were not able to recognize or whatever it is. I don't think they had that kind of problem. They had internal problems that have to be addressed, We have the report in front of us in Parliament, Auditor General, we have the report of the public protector. We even have the report of Professor Kada Asman. All those, for me, they are not issues of recognition and so on. They are just internal problems that some of the leaders had to address. Thank you very much.
sorry, Minister, there's one question that was raised by another good member around the issue of us having said first quarter we would have achieved this and this and this and this and this. We would like to assure the honourable member that those draft documents, for instance, that we have committed that we would have done them, they are there already. Some of them have been distributed here. In other words, we will meet the target that we have set in the contract. It was not a matter of us just putting those figures down or those activities down. We are working on them, and we are going to achieve them before the end of the quarter.
Yeah, I think also we would want to kind of at every end of the quarter, every department would look at the plan and see how far we're moving, and then make sure that we evaluate our intent accordingly.
Okay. Thank you very much. I think the House will be in the very busy reading. And I just wanted to make these 2 points a minute. And that I think that the point that is made by the committee, the concern raised about the department being moved away from government to social cluster, you know, suggests that this committee, you know, is resuming duties of social, you know, social perspective. And this is what we have been, you know, concerned of, that we are not to be seen as dealing with social issues like we are the welfare, you know, the welfare commission, and of women and children and people with disabilities. Not necessarily saying that specialization there in terms of being located there, but in terms of being moved away from having into that special sector. And then the other one is about I think having been given an explanation by the DG that our budget is excluding, you know, a program of compensation. That it then suggests that our budget, 70% of our budget, is going to go to compensation.
I must really say that Minister, I feel that insulted for the fact that you actually say that maybe we don't understand the work of Parliament. I think we absolutely do, and you know what we actually do, and what I in particular are doing. I'm fighting for the existence of this ministry. However, I am concerned about the authority of it. This is the only ministry that is not a service delivery ministry. Social development and all the other 34 are besides this ministry, and Minister Shalani's ministry, which is also monitoring and evaluation, and Minister Sarah Daniel. And that is why I want to see that this ministry, and the President and the Cabinet, really reconsider in putting this ministry under the presidency, so that we can draw from the highest authority frequency. And lastly, I, in my speech last year, was asking for 346 million rand, so that this ministry can be fully staffed, not like Treasury is suggesting, take 3 years to be staffed. I mean, we can't wait 3 years. It's an extra 3 years. And my question was not answered on, why is the department involved in with the treasury in actual fact budgeted for the new ministry? Were you involved? If not, why not? So, please, Minister, with a great respect, I'm behind you. I will support you, but the authority of this ministry, I am mostly concerned about. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I really want to say I understand what the minister is saying, but I believe this issue of gender equality and liberation of women is actually a sticky issue because it doesn't come at the speed that we're expecting. And I think it is good that at one stage or another we sit together, share ideas to see how we can sharpen this whole system of gender equality or gender issues. So this one, it's just a comment, Chair. I'm not expecting an answer. I like my colleague there. I'm very concerned on the authority of this ministry. If ever, at the beginning, chapter 9 institutions were put into being, were made to be, because they are going to monitor and evaluate, and they were said to be independent, and they were said to be protected. I think whoever came up with those suggestions so that an institution that has got to monitor and evaluate cannot be a player and a referee at the same time. So I still feel and maintain that if now this ministry has been moved over to a cluster, we have clearly put it now at a lower level than it was. At a lower level. Hence, I doubt its authority. And I say, if it can be independent, somehow, they give a special of authority, which can be solved. Because we saw that the gender equality with its protection and all, it did not have peace. Now, more and now we are putting it into a cluster, do we think that we ever have peace? That's all what we are asking upon the authority of this. Maybe we don't see it now as we see it, but we will see in the future what is actually going to happen to it.
I think today I have answered the concern about authority. We have submitted, we have met with the president, we have raised the matter. But I am not going to discuss clusters here, because clusters are not constitutional bodies. They don't make anything. Minister Manuel belongs to various clusters. It does not mean anything. So I think I still maintain members don't understand how government works. We work, we trust them, but it doesn't mean anything. It's just a matter of ensuring that ministries work together and relate to one another. It does not mean now you have been put under someone. The issue of the presidency, we are dealing with that, but I'm also saying there are other issues that we must address. Those of ensuring that this minister has got it. We had the Office of the Status of Women. They were in this presidency. They never had any chief. We had the Office on the Disability. They were in the presidency. They never had any chief. The matter that the instrument that will give us chief is legislation. And that is what I am taking to this committee. That let's work together on legislation. Yes. Comrade, let's talk and discuss this issue, because all of these matters, whether it's election time, it's legislation, we cannot ensure that we have premiers that are women. We cannot ensure that we have mayors that are women. As long as we don't have legislation, we can have the best president in the world, but what can we do? Thank you.
Sorry, Minister, I didn't make
to speak after you, protocol doesn't turn out there.
Yeah.
However, Honorable Chair and Member Minister, I need to say that my English may have failed me. Because when I spoke of the department having been moved to a social sector cluster, I was talking in terms of budget. The National Treasury grows departments according to sectors. The reason why we were put under the social sector is because all the departments that are dealing with social issues, like, for instance, we are dealing with women, we are dealing with children, we are dealing with people with disabilities, and therefore we were grouped together with those departments, like your health, like your social development, like your transport, and so on and so on. And other departments are grouped under the economic cluster. Others are grouped under the JPCF, justice, crime prevention.
This is not a point of order. On a point of order. The point of order is that the DG is repeating what the minister now, and it's still about clusters. We're not confused about that. Maybe the DG can answer us on the question of were they part of the budget process when Treasury budgeted without a strategic plan.
No, it's fine, Honourable Chair, but I felt I needed to explain that because I started the whole discussion. I needed to clarify why did I bring this issue on board, which I thought was an advantage to us as a department to be put in the cluster budget. Then the other question was the department involved by Treasury. We have explained that when Treasury was allocating budget for 2011-12, this department had not submitted a plan. Therefore, there was no plan on which Treasury would base the allocation.
Thank you very much. Let me thank the department, and let me also thank the honorable members of parliament. I think it is not unhealthy to debate issues, and I don't think either of us here must get emotional. I think if you are not clear about an issue, you have the right to raise it and to get the explanation. And maybe if you still don't understand, this is the only platform where you have to get the clarification. So I must say that I would like to thank the department, especially on the issue of clarifying the legislation that will assist this ministry to have peace. I think we are very clear on that one. Honourable members,
Okay, thank you very much. I don't think we are getting this explanation for the first time. You know, as a matter of reminding members, thank you very much. And once more, thank everyone for listening.
Thank you. I will send this stuff to you.